AIDS brings a response from the government.
AIDS, the disease which claims life.
Welcome to AIDS Lost Voices with me, William Hampson. In this series, we journey through the decades to explore how Britain reported on the AIDS pandemic. We'll delve into the newspaper archives from the 80s, 90s and noughties, unearthing individual stories that reveal the human experiences behind the headlines. Join me as we seek to understand the complexities of a crisis that reshaped lives and challenged societal perceptions. Ready? Let's go. In the previous episode, we explored the phenomenon of APES, AIDS-induced panic syndrome, and the troubling reactions individuals faced due to the stigma surrounding AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. We highlighted instances such as theatre cleaners going on strike due to fears over an all-gay cast and the misguided concern that they'd catch AIDS, along with pubs and clubs enforcing bans on gay patrons due to the bizarre concern about the transmission of AIDS through shared drinking glasses, revealing the extent of societal panic. Additionally, tattooists refusing to ink homosexual clients showcased an alarming intersection of prejudice and paranoia. And while researching that episode, I stumbled across numerous articles where individuals also lost their jobs or faced significant career consequences due to the irrational fear around HIV/AIDS, as we learned in the last episode, known as AIPS, AIDS-induced panic syndrome. These stories deserve a spotlight, as they reflect not only on the personal struggles of those affected, but also the broader societal implications of discrimination rooted in misunderstanding and the stigma around HIV and AIDS. And I found many cases of AIDS-related workplace discrimination in the newspaper archives. But given the United States was further along in addressing the AIDS pandemic than the UK, this set of newspaper articles from the United States is a poignant precursor to the challenges that individuals with HIV and AIDS would soon face in UK workplaces, which we will explore in the next episode. Right, let's get started. Where the Miami Herald on the 15th of September 1984 was one of the first newspapers to introduce us to Todd Shuttleworth, where they ran the headline, AIDS victim says he was fired due to his disease. And the article is not going to disappoint because they reported, an admitted homosexual with 16 months experience as a budget analyst in Broward County's Office of Budget and Management Policy said Friday he was fired from his job because he has AIDS. Todd Shuttleworth, 31, of Fort Lauderdale, said he was told he had no job Thursday when he arrived at the county office to pick up his paycheck. County Budget Director John Canada confirmed that Shuttleworth, whom he described as a good employee, was fired from his $20,000 a year post because of AIDS. Quote, "It's a tragic thing, but he was fired because he has an incurable disease that may infect other people. We can't endanger others, no matter how small the odds of infection are," Canada said. Quote, "I'm going to sue," Shuttleworth said Friday evening. "I'll take this all the way, to the Supreme Court if I have to. It may not do me any good, though, because I probably won't be around by then," end quote. AIDS, or acquired immune deficiency syndrome, is an insidious disease that undermines the body's ability to fend off infections. The disease, which primarily strikes homosexuals, because remember that was the theory at the time, is almost always fatal. Quote, "I am gay. My attitude is I don't go around telling people, but I don't deny it if they ask," said Shuttleworth. Shuttleworth, a staff assistant for US Representative Jack Brooks, D-Tex, before he was hired by the county, first became ill about 4 months ago. In early June, he had lymph nodes under his arm removed at Doctors' Hospital in Plantation. The next day, Shuttleworth said doctors confirmed he had Kaposi sarcoma, a type of cancer common in AIDS patients. A week after that, Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami confirmed he had AIDS. But it was an appointment with a dentist, he said, that eventually led to his firing. Quote, "I was trying to be as ethical about it as I could. I don't think it would be safe for the dentist." Shuttleworth called his insurance company, seeking alternatives to see if his coverage would pay for a special dentist at the University of Miami. In August, his superiors at the budget office put him on sick leave for a month. Quote, "Either the dentist or the insurance company told my bosses. I didn't care too much. I thought, hey, great, I'll get a free vacation. I almost had to suppress a smile when they told me to go home because I figured I'd just get my job back after they thought about it. I figured they'd know the only way anybody else could get AIDS from me is if I had sex with them or bled to death all over them." Researchers theorise the disease is transmitted by intimate contact, especially abrasive types of sexual activity, by dirty hypodermic needles used by drug abusers, and by blood transfusions. Nobody, though, knows for sure. Quote, "We went to a medical doctor familiar with the disease, and he could not, in his medical opinion, guarantee us 100% that AIDS is non-transferable," Canada said. This is Todd Shuttleworth's boss. Then, 2 days later, in a follow-up on developments, the Miami Herald, on the 17th of September, 1984, ran the headline, "Fired AIDS Victim Plans Appeal Today," where they report, "A budget analyst fired by Broward County last week because he has AIDS plans to appeal his dismissal to the county's Equal Employment Opportunity Office today. Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union is eager to bring his case to court." Quote, "As soon as he appeals and gets turned down, we can start appropriate legal steps," American Civil Liberties Union lawyer Alan Terry said Sunday. Todd Shuttleworth, 31, of Fort Lauderdale, was fired Thursday after 16 months in the County Office of Budget and Management. He was dismissed, quote, "because he has an incurable disease that may infect other people," end quote, said his boss, budget director John Canada. Shuttleworth, a homosexual, is under the care of doctors at the University of Miami. He said he will argue that the county officials discriminated against a handicapped person when they fired him. He'll file for Social Security disability benefits this week, he said. The following day, with local newspapers across Florida reporting the story, like the UK, never one to miss an AIDS story, they report under the headline, "AIDS Victim Fights Firing by County," where the article states, Shuttleworth met Monday with county employment officials and began preparations for an administrative appeal in which he may claim he was fired because of a handicap. Quote, "I don't think it sounds too promising, but it is something I have to do," said Shuttleworth, who had worked 16 months for the county. Should the appeal fail, Shuttleworth said he is ready to file a lawsuit with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union. Quote, "I think employers should know they can't throw somebody's life out of the window on a whim," said Shuttleworth, who was diagnosed as having the incurable acquired immune deficiency syndrome in June. The firing cost him his medical benefits as well as his salary. Quote, "One of our employees was terminated because he has a disease that could be communicable to other employees," said budget director John Canada. He said doctors who examined Shuttleworth could not give the county 100% assurance Shuttleworth was not contagious. Quote, "We felt very strongly in the position we took," said Canada, who said county attorneys were consulted before the firing. Quote, "We can't even allow the remotest possibility of infecting other county employees," end quote. Canada described Shuttleworth, who earned about $18,000 a year, as a good employee who got along well with his colleagues. Shuttleworth said the firing, announced last Thursday, came as a surprise because he believed the county would determine he was not a risk after consulting with doctors. Quote, "If they had just bothered calling the US Public Health Services, which I did, they would have told them there is not even one case of anyone catching AIDS through casual, routine contact. If anybody is at risk, I am," he said. "If they get sick, I don't have the immune system to fight it off." Alan Turl, an American Civil Liberties Union lawyer who is already providing advice to Shuttleworth, said he sees it as a case of discrimination based on handicap. Quote, "At this point, he has some administrative processes to go through. If he gets turned down, it is right for legal action." Ernestine Turner, the county's Equal Employment Opportunity Officer, said Shuttleworth has a week to file his appeal. Then, on the 23rd of September 1984, the Tampa Bay Times gives us shocking insight into how Todd became to be fired. Under a photograph of Todd in a t-shirt and denim shorts leaning on a truck, they ran the headline, "Fired AIDS Victim Fights Fear and Ignorance in Effort to Get Job Back," where they report, "On sick leave for a month at his boss's request, Todd Shuttleworth figured it was bad news when he dropped by work 10 days ago and saw his desk. It was scrubbed clean and surrounded by 11 chairs. Quote, I tried to make a joke of it," says Shuttleworth, employed as a Broward County budget analyst. Quote, "I said, I know I get a lot of visitors, but..." End quote. Apologising for the appearance, the bosses explained new chairs had finally come in and the place was needed to stash the old ones for a while. Then, apologising some more, they led him to an office, closed the door and fired him. The official reason was given as medical. Shuttleworth, a homosexual, had been diagnosed earlier in the year as having AIDS or acquired immune deficiency syndrome. His body's system of protecting itself from disease was inexplicably falling apart. The illness was still in its early stages, but already there had been a string of colds, coughing, fevers, and night sweats. It was the unofficial reasons, though, that caused Shuttleworth to almost lose control of himself that day. Quote, "fear and ignorance," he says. The decision to fire him was made after a local doctor couldn't guarantee that others in the office, simply by working near Shuttleworth, wouldn't come down with the disease. Research so far says that couldn't happen, that the only ways to contract AIDS are through sexual contact or the mixing of blood. But to Shuttleworth's bosses, the doctor's hesitance to give 100% assurance, it was 99.9%, led them to wonder whether something as innocuous as a cough could cause someone else to get the disease. Germs float, people inhale. Probabilities aside, who could say what might actually happen? So, Shuttleworth, who is described by his bosses as an excellent employee and a whiz at detail work, was fired. As far as anyone can tell, this is the first time such a thing has happened. It's a situation that has left those who made the decision feeling uncomfortable and Shuttleworth feeling unfairly isolated. Not sure of what else to do, he is now making plans to sue the company to get his job back. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, has already called unsolicited and excited. It's not so much the job Shuttleworth wants, but what comes with it, the paychecks and health insurance. Especially the insurance, he is 31 and dying. He has no savings and debts that include $5,000 in student loans and $7,000 for a car. Quote, "Who pays for my health insurance?" he asks. "Who pays my car payments? Who pays my rent?" For their part, Shuttleworth's bosses say firing him was painful but necessary. Quote, "My first feeling is I feel bad for Todd," says John Canada, director of the budget office. Quote, "The next feeling is, although I feel the decision was a difficult one, it was the best one for all folks involved." Quote, "There were two things doctors told us of significance. One, if you get AIDS, you die. Two, he wouldn't say you couldn't get AIDS in a normal office setting." End quote. "That's just total ignorance," Shuttleworth says. Quote, "I don't think punching an adding machine is going to make me bleed profusely." Shuttleworth is one of 450 people in the state and 6,000 nationwide known to have AIDS. Explaining how he got the disease, oh gosh, he said, quote, "I had sex a lot, not like 300 times a year or anything. I had a lover and was looking for another, and sometimes you go home with someone who seems attractive. Just like other people, probably the person I got it from didn't know he had it. You can have it for a year before you know it." End quote. All of this was said in the flattest of tones. Quote, "Don't get me wrong," he shrugged. "I feel like shit. It's all like a dream." Shuttleworth has known about his illness since early June, just after an enlarged lymph node was surgically removed and examined. At first, he was told the lymph node was cancerous. Oddly, that brought a sense of relief. Quote, "Ah, geez, cancer," he remembers thinking. Quote, "I thought it was good news because it could be cured." Then, after further examination, AIDS was revealed and Shuttleworth was moved to an isolation room. There, he had plenty of time to think. He had been through difficult and depressing times before, especially during the years when he first thought he might be gay. For a long time, he says, he fought it. He went to college, joined the army, travelled around Europe, studied in Germany, moved to Los Angeles. Everywhere he went, though, the impulses hung on. He slept with women, disliked the experience, thought about killing himself. Finally, he went on a trip by himself up the East Coast, followed one of his impulses through and found he liked it very much. Suddenly, all of his mental problems eased. Quote, "I was euphoric," he recalls. Then the physical problems, starting with frequent colds and leading up to the enlarged lymph nodes and subsequent surgery. Recovering in the isolation room, one of the decisions he made was that no one at the budget office needed to know about the AIDS. If they asked why he was tired, he would blame it on a weak coffee. If they coughed in his direction, he would quickly move away. He did tell them of the cancer, and they told him they were sorry. All was fine until August, when he made a dental appointment and it dawned on him there would be bleeding. The last thing he wanted to do was expose a dentist to AIDS. So, he called his AIDS contact at the County Health Department and asked for advice. Not sure what to do, she called the dentist. The dentist called someone else. Someone else called someone else. And several phone calls later, John Canada emerged from his office, motioned Shuttleworth in, and told him to go on indefinite sick leave while the county figured out what to do. Shuttleworth left immediately. Others in the office watched him go without knowing why. They figured it was the cancer. Most didn't know he had AIDS until just after he was fired, when they read it in the paper. Predictably, their first thoughts were for Shuttleworth and their second thoughts were for themselves. As Charlene Gaffer said, who sold Shuttleworth her old Buick and then was nice enough to forgive the debt when it broke down, quote, "I feel bad for Todd, but I have a family," end quote. John Canada said, quote, "I'd be less than honest if I didn't say I was scared. It's just that unknown, the fear of contracting something that's fatal. That's one thing my wife asked me to do. John, if you shake hands with him, make sure you wash your hands real good," end quote. Throughout the office, the sympathy went to Shuttleworth, and the nods of gratitude went to the bosses. At his home, Shuttleworth expected phone calls. He got one Saturday, just after the article about his firing appeared in the newspaper. He thought it might be someone from work, but it was a lawyer named Alan Turl, head of Broward County's American Civil Liberties Union chapter, suggesting he sue. The grounds? Quote, "Pure and simple discrimination," Turl said. "By firing him, they've treated him like a leper, and he's not. If he presented a threat to others, that would be different because others have a right to be protected in their workplace. We wouldn't expect the county budget office to retain an axe murderer who, every full moon, started swinging the blades. But that's not the case. This man presents no danger." Turl conceded it would be a tough case, but mentioned several federal anti-discrimination laws, especially a US Department of Health and Human Services directive prohibiting job discrimination against handicapped people who are otherwise qualified to work. Whether Shuttleworth could be considered handicapped is debatable, but Turl said that even if he isn't, as long as the county perceived him that way, that would be good enough to make a fight of it. Shuttleworth quickly agreed to the idea of a lawsuit. He was thinking of suing anyway. But even as he said okay, the ludicrousness of the situation doesn't escape him. With only so much time left, he had decided to spend a large part of it in a legal battle over whether he could have a job. A job, if truth be told, he wasn't all that crazy about. To pay for his health care while he kept getting sicker. A few days ago, Shuttleworth sat in his house thinking about all of this. He sat on a couch in a room filled with Art Deco furniture. All of it belongs to his roommate. His possessions number a handful. An undergraduate degree in history from the University of Florida, a stereo cabinet, and a 1981 Toyota pickup truck that was parked out front. He picked up a copy of a South Florida newspaper. Quote, "Have you ever heard of this guy?" he asked, pointing to a photograph. "His name was Bobby Campbell. B-O-B-B-I, queers and their names, right?" Campbell, it seems, had died of AIDS, but instead of dying anonymously, he had chronicled his fight every step of the way. Quote, "You know, he died the day I was put on leave," Shuttleworth said. Quote, "I was on my way to DC, and I was in Georgia, and I turned on the news and heard that he was dead. It was just really kind of heavy. He was an inspiration." Shuttleworth said he decided he wants to inspire people too. Thinking of his life, he agreed it has included some aimless stretches, but the lawsuit, he said, would change all that. Quote, "I think the problem with living on Earth is so many people are ignorant and prejudiced. I think most people are so caught up in their day-to-day life, they can't step back and think what life is about." So, he has decided to show them. Last week, as a first step, he shed any anonymity he had left after the newspaper article and took to the South Florida airwaves. On TV, he allowed his picture to be used, something most AIDS victims would never allow, and on radio, he went live and unrehearsed to explain himself. At first, it seemed to go well. Quote, "Well, Todd," the host said sympathetically, "I do appreciate your honesty and your candour and your openness in discussing a very, very serious situation and a personal tragedy for yourself. I hope you can find another job and I hope things work out." But then the host opened the phone lines and there was this, quote,
"Yeah, hi," said a caller. "I have a little question here. I know the disease can be transmitted from sexual encounters or blood transfusions."
"That's what we know now," said the host, cutting the caller off. "That's what most of the health officials says, but I'm not sure. I mean, what do I know? I'm not a medical person, right? What I'm saying is I think there's a lot we don't know and the unknown scares me," End quote. Right then, Shuttleworth realised this wasn't going to be easy. After the interview, he went out to apply for unemployment, but unemployment said he could collect benefits only if he didn't have a disability keeping him from finding work. It was suggested he try Social Security. Social Security said in 3 months he could begin collecting $314 a month. Over at the food stamp office, they said he would be eligible for coupons in October. And over at the county's insurance department, they said his health insurance was cancelled the day he got fired and his life insurance policy would be good for only one more year. Then, on top of everything else, Shuttleworth got sick. It was the first time in months and lasted most of a night. His stomach knotted and cramped. Several times he vomited. Quote, maybe it's stress, someone suggested. Quote, maybe not, Shuttleworth said. Oh, you know, we're only touching on Todd's story here, but I just wanted to say, isn't it amazing that, for me anyway, 41 years on, and I suspect many other people living with HIV and AIDS that had work-related discrimination over the decades that had heard Todd's story are inspired by him. I mean, when he was talking towards the end of the article there about the sad death of Bobby Campbell, Todd was quoted as saying he was an inspiration. And the article goes on to state, Shuttleworth said he decided he wants to inspire people too. And it is a case of in 2025, 41 years on, Todd is inspiring me to challenge the discrimination, HIV and AIDS discrimination around employment. I mean, my employer hasn't fired me yet, but despite raising an employment tribunal, they're leaving me in a situation they're refusing to transfer me, and I've been subjected to the most horrendous bullying at the workplace. You know, oh, working with him because he's got AIDS, it's like working on death row. It's just, anyway, Todd, what an inspiration. Then, 6 days later, we hear the outcome of Todd's appeal, where the Fort Lauderdale News on the 29th of September, 1984, report, Broward County's Equal Employment Opportunity Office has denied the appeal of an employee fired because he had acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Ernestine Turner, head of the employment office, said the county was correct when it dismissed former budget analyst Todd Shuttleworth on September the 13th because he suffers from AIDS. In a letter to Shuttleworth, Turner wrote doctors could not be, quote, absolutely certain, end quote, the disease would not be passed to other workers or the public. Quote, balancing this risk with the potential harm of the disorder, we cannot allow you to continue to work within the county system, end quote, said the letter Shuttleworth received Friday. Oh, isn't it just fucking disgusting? Oh, man. Oh, anyhow, the Miami Herald report the same story the following day, where they shared this additional insight. He, Todd, said he received a letter Friday from the Equal Employment Opportunity Office head, Ernestine Turner, denying his appeal for reinstatement. Quote, basically, they denied it for the same reasons they fired me. I'm going to talk to the American Civil Liberties Union. If they're going to represent me, which is not certain, I'll go to court, said Shuttleworth. They're asking for 100% certainty that it, AIDS, cannot be caught through casual contact. The evidence is that it cannot. There's more evidence that you can catch lung cancer by other people working and smoking in the office, he said. Shuttleworth, who contracted AIDS in June, said he plans to leave South Florida now that his dismissal has been confirmed. Quote, I'm going to get out of here as soon as possible. If I get sick, there's just no support. And with Todd mentioning the American Civil Liberties Union representing him, he gets his answer in the Miami Herald on the 6th of October 1984, where they ran the headline, Local Civil Liberties Union to Represent AIDS Victim, where the article states, the Broward chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has decided to represent a county budget analyst who was fired because he has AIDS. Quote, we saw a novel issue, said Alan H. Turl, chairman of the chapter's legal panel. Quote, because of discrimination, he was denied the dignity of a job, income from that job and medical benefits when he needed them most. Noel Pfeffer, County Assistant General Counsel, said the county isn't taking any chances. Broward's policy is that AIDS is a medical disability that precludes employment in Broward. The disease is communicable and fatal, he said. Quote, we have no margin for error, end quote. The ACLU thinks the county had plenty of room to err, and did just that. Lawyers around the state have volunteered to work on the case, Turl said. They may decide to appeal the case to the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission or go directly to the court, Turl said. If the case goes to court, Turl said, the ACLU likely will sue on grounds that Shuttleworth was, one, an exemplary employee, according to his supervisors, so he was fired with no just reason, violating his rights as a county employee. Two, discriminated against because of a handicap, which violates federal, state and local laws. Three, not granted equal protection under the laws, as required by the 14th Amendment of the US Constitution. Discrimination because of sexual preference will probably not come up in the case, Turl said. Quote, they did not discriminate him because he was gay. They discriminated against him because he's handicapped. But the county does not think Shuttleworth is handicapped. He has a disease that is a threat to his fellow workers and the public, Pfeiffer said. It's a deadly disease that prevents him from interacting with other county employees, end quote. Oh, what a dumbass. Fear, not prudence, caused Shuttleworth's termination, Turl said. 3 years of research have shown that sexual contact and blood transfusions are virtually the only ways AIDS can be spread, he said. Well, we knew this in the UK from 1982 and this is now 1984 and America was ahead of us. Ugh. Quote, I don't think there's sexual contact in the Broadwoods budget office and they're not blood brothers, end quote. Brilliant. But saliva from an AIDS victim or close bodily contact may transmit the disease, Pfeiffer said. Oh, please. I'm exaggerating, but we'd have to worry about something like employees sharing the same bathroom, he said. Shuttleworth will be back to share the county bathrooms if he wins the case, Turl said. Quote, he wants to go back to work, end quote. Then a few weeks later, on the 28th of October, 1984, Fort Lauderdale News speak with Todd, who is in the midst of relocating, where they report. The call came at night from a highway pay telephone in the middle of nowhere, a lonely stop in Todd Shuttleworth's journey to a new beginning for what's left of his life. He is dying at the age of 31, and in recent months the native Floridian has lost everything worth living for, his job, his future, his health, and his hope. Todd Shuttleworth has been told he has AIDS, or acquired immune deficiency syndrome, an incurable, usually fatal disease, primarily striking homosexuals. It destroys the body's ability to fight infection. But the way he sees it, he's as much a victim of ignorance and prejudice as he is of AIDS. Quote,
I don't know what I'm going to do,
Shuttleworth said over the roar of passing trucks.
With all things considered, I figured the best thing I could do was get out of Fort Lauderdale.
Shuttleworth, who is gay, was fired from his job at the Broward County Office of Budget and Management last month because his boss feared other employees might catch the disease, which researchers say is almost always transmitted through sexual contact or blood transfusions. A lawsuit challenging the firing is expected to be filed this week, said Larry Cornman, a Fort Lauderdale lawyer who volunteered to represent Shuttleworth under the auspices of the American Civil Liberties Union. But for now, his future looks bleak. Shuttleworth, who grew up in North Palm Beach, said he left Florida 3 weeks ago because he believes he, quote, was run out of town. He's on the way to another city where no one knows of his story. Quote,
I couldn't stay because I couldn't get a job and I couldn't pay my bills, he said. I would never get another job down there because now everyone knows I have AIDS and no one would dare hire me. I hope I can start all over again, but I figure the best thing I can get without having to get too personal is some kind of lousy job. You know, manual labour. I'd like a better job,
added Shuttleworth, a one-time congressional aide who is only a few credits short of a master's degree in public administration. Quote,
but they're going to check references. They're going to ask questions. I'll be honest with them, but I don't want to go through this again.
Shuttleworth's world started to crumble in late August when he went to the dentist for a routine exam. He was honest with the dentist about his condition, a move that ultimately led to his dismissal from the $20,000 a year budget analyst job he had held for 16 months. The dentist informed Shuttleworth's insurance company about the condition. The insurance company reportedly told officials in county government, and the next thing Shuttleworth knew, he was placed on 3 weeks sick leave. Quote,
I thought that was fine. that I would have a little vacation, and once they got the facts about AIDS and found out that you can't catch it just from being in the same room with somebody who has it, I'd get my job back.
That never happened. Instead, when he returned to his job on September the 7th, Shuttleworth was told he had been fired. He appealed the firing to the county's Equal Employment Opportunity Office, which supported the action. Quote,
I couldn't believe it. What they, the county, wanted was 100% assurance that there was no possible way anyone can catch AIDS just from me being around. Of course, nobody can say that. You can call cancer doctors and they'll tell you there's no guarantee you can't catch cancer from being around somebody who has it. As a matter of fact, there's evidence you can catch lung cancer from being near people who smoke. There's not one iota of evidence that you can catch AIDS from casual contact. Hey, my boss smokes something like 3 packs of cigarettes a day. It's a joke, a double standard. They apply one set of rules to some people and another set for me.
John Canada, the county budget director who fired Shuttleworth, said he took the action in order to protect other employees. Quote, basically, it came down to Todd having a condition that could be hazardous to others, and we weren't willing to take that chance. There is no guarantee that AIDS could not be spread from him working here, and yes, that's what we're looking for. It's unfortunate. I liked Todd, and he was a good worker, but we're talking about a deadly disease here, said Canada. When asked if he believed a double standard was being used by allowing employees to smoke in his office while Shuttleworth was fired, Canada replied, quote, I don't know. All I know is we called a couple of doctors and they could not assure us the AIDS would not be spread, end quote. Corman said the lawsuit will name Canada, Broward County and possibly Shuttleworth's insurance company as defendants, quote, we believe there is a matter of blatant constitutional discrimination, said Corman. We are concerned that Todd has been left without a job, money and health insurance. Todd's main concern is in setting a precedent where governments and businesses won't be able to fire someone because of irrational bias, added Corman, who is currently studying similar cases in other states where AIDS victims have been fired from their jobs. But the firing of Todd Shuttleworth had more reaching effects than a lost paycheck. Quote,
I didn't really hang out with anyone I worked with, but we had a real nice working relationship. We were very friendly,
Shuttleworth said.
My boss originally told them I had left because I have cancer, which I do because of the AIDS. He said the cancer took a turn for the worse and I went to visit my family. But my co-workers found out I had AIDS when they read it in the newspaper. And when they learned the truth, that was it. No one bothered to call me or anything. There was only one good thing about this whole episode, and that's my friends, who, by the way, for the most part are straight. They really supported me through this whole ordeal. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Todd Shuttleworth said he is prepared to die, but he doesn't expect his last months, or possibly years, to be among his best. Quote,
what really upsets me about all this is, throughout the whole time I knew I had AIDS, I kept a real good attitude. Sure, I'm worried about dying, but I was enjoying life. I had a good job, made some good money, read books. I enjoyed what I had. But now they made it so I can't enjoy. What they're saying is not only are you going to die, but we're going to make sure you have no income or health insurance, so the quality of your life isn't exactly going to be thrilling.
And with that, Todd Shuttleworth hung up the phone, got into his car, and travelled into the night. Then, on the 14th of November 1984, the Fort Lauderdale News ran the headline, State to Review AIDS Case, where they report. A complaint charging that Broward County violated state employment statutes when it fired an employee who had contracted AIDS was filed Tuesday with the Florida Commission on Human Relations. The complaint seeks more than $5 million in damages, said Larry Kornman, a Fort Lauderdale lawyer representing Shuttleworth. Quote, we are challenging a state statute dealing with the discharge of handicapped employees. Then, on the 31st of December 1984, the Broward County, Todd's employer, fires 47-year-old library assistant Donald Furness, who knew he had AIDS back in 1983, so the year prior, when he took on the role of library assistant. Donald says that he felt his dismissal for AIDS-related kaposi was justified given he felt he had lied on the application form when it asked if he had or had suffered from any form of cancer. Now, with both men making the press, both their stories, especially Todd's, becoming national news and is printed in newspapers across the entire United States of America, especially with the Miami Herald reporting that Todd's case against the county will be a test case. By the 14th of December 1985, a little over a year, the Miami Herald run the front page headline, "Firing for AIDS overruled, Broward loses in landmark case," where they state, "In the first decision of its kind in the nation, Florida's chief human rights officer has ruled that AIDS is a handicap and that job discrimination against victims is illegal. It was disclosed Friday. The executive director of the Florida Commission on Human Relations ruled that Broward County acted improperly in September 1984 when it fired budget analyst Todd Shuttleworth for contracting AIDS. The decision, which applies to private as well as public employers, can be appealed to the full Commission on Human Relations and to the Florida courts. However, the commission's director, Donald Griffin, said Friday that rulings like the one he signed Wednesday are carefully researched and rarely overturned. The decision was immediately hailed as a victory by gay rights activists across the nation, who said it would be cited in pending cases in other states. Attorneys who follow AIDS litigation closely said the Florida decision was the first in an expected string of rulings on behalf of AIDS victims who were fired. Said an ebullient Larry Corman, Shuttleworth's attorney, who took the case on behalf of the American Civil Liberties Union. Quote, "Finally, reason triumphs. They resolved every potential question in our favour." Shuttleworth, who was a highly regarded junior budget analyst for the county, has moved to California for medical treatment. Reached at his apartment in San Francisco, he said he had recently taken a turn for the worse and was hospitalised after a seizure. Quote, "The decision is great news," Shuttleworth said. "I was never really that bitter, but I do think the county was stupid. The more I see the evidence and statistics on AIDS, the more I conclude that people who think it's casually transmitted are just real dumb." Broward County officials had not studied the decision Friday and would not comment at length. However, County Attorney Noel Pfeiffer, author of a policy requiring the dismissal of all employees who contract AIDS, noted that the decision said Broward County did not act in, quote, "bad faith," end quote, in firing Shuttleworth. Quote, "I've said that all along," Pfeiffer said. Dickhead. Shuttleworth will have to seek a hearing before the Human Relations Commission to win compensation if county officials refuse to settle. The commission could order reinstatement, back pay and damages. Shuttleworth has asked for $5 million. Griffin ruled that AIDS fits the definition of a handicap under Florida law and discrimination against victims is therefore improper unless an employer can cite convincing evidence that a person is a threat to others. Broward County failed to do so, the ruling said. "We're very pleased with the decision," said Ron Nachman, spokesman for the National Gay Task Force in New York. Quote, "The desire to fire people or throw them out of their apartments or fumigate their belongings, all this nonsense is based on the belief that AIDS is easy to catch. That's false. Civil libertarians complain that public hysteria about the disease has led to discrimination. In a rapidly evolving field of law, AIDS victims have begun to fight back in court and before civil rights panels. A principal question is whether employers may fire or otherwise discriminate against those who contract AIDS or test positive for exposure to the AIDS virus. Attorneys across the county are tackling such firings on the grounds that they violate state disability statutes that protect the handicapped. Most of these disability statutes are modelled on federal law and are similar to Florida's law. Several states and the District of Columbia have issued advisory rulings saying AIDS is covered by their disability laws," said Arthur Leonard, a professor at New York Law School who publishes a newsletter on gay legal issues, and Michael Cesari, a New York labor lawyer and specialist on AIDS discrimination. They said the states include New York, California, Massachusetts, Washington, and Texas. "Job discrimination complaints are pending in many jurisdictions, including more than a dozen cases in New York, and a trial is underway in California. Many cases have been settled out of court after employers realized they would lose. But Leonard and Ciceri said Florida was the first state to issue a formal ruling on behalf of an AIDS victim in a job bias case. The ruling, if it stands, is expected to add weight to the separate lawsuit that Shuttleworth has filed in federal court in Fort Lauderdale, alleging that his civil rights were violated. Civil libertarians say they hope that case becomes the first clear federal precedent on the rights of AIDS victims. Shuttleworth was the first of two Broward County employees who were fired for contracting AIDS. The second, Donald Fairness, died in September, but his estate is pursuing a job bias claim before the Florida Human Relations Board. Oh, poor Donald. But this was the concern of Todd as well, you know, going to court. It's not quick, it's not easy, it takes time. And when you have an AIDS diagnosis, how long do you have? As Todd's victory rumbles on, it is reporter Linda Robertson of the Miami Herald who secures an interview with Todd, which appears in the newspaper on the 11th of September, 1986, under the headline, Victim of AIDS Readies Himself for Court Battle, where the article states, lying on a hospital bed, afflicted with AIDS as well as meningitis and cancer, Todd Shuttleworth is waiting patiently for what could be his final battle, a federal lawsuit to help all the victims of AIDS. Broward County fired Shuttleworth, 33, from his $20,000 a year job as a budget analyst on September 13, 1984, because his bosses said his co-workers could catch his incurable disease. Since then, Todd Shuttleworth, a man secretive about his homosexuality until 6 years ago, has become a national hero among gays and tens of thousands of other AIDS victims. Public hysteria about the disease, they assert, has led to discrimination on the job. He is fighting it in the courtroom. Shuttleworth is suing Broward County for $15 million, arguing that his constitutional rights were violated. Civil libertarians think his case might lead to a precedent for the rights of AIDS victims. Quote, there is a lot of AIDS paranoia. Maybe I can educate people through my case. I was shocked when they fired me. I figured they'd know the only way anybody else could get AIDS was if I had sex with them or bled to death all over them. But they were scared. And they were stupid, said Shuttleworth. He is optimistic that he will be healthy enough to attend his trial, scheduled before US District Judge Jose Gonzalez on December the 8th in Fort Lauderdale. Quote, when I came into the hospital 6 weeks ago, I knew it wasn't time yet, said the 6 foot Shuttleworth, who weighs 138 pounds, 16 pounds below his normal weight. Riddled with injections and punctured by IV tubes, he calls himself, quote, a human dartboard. I think I'll be around a while longer, but I know I could go pretty quick, he said. His prognosis is the same as for most people with acquired immune deficiency syndrome, which cripples the body's ability to fight infections. The disease is almost always fatal. His doctors won't predict how long he will live. Shuttleworth had pneumonia last spring and now is slowly recovering from meningitis. He is also afflicted with Kaposi sarcoma, a cancer of the blood vessels that causes skin lesions, which he said has worsened recently. Quote, I used to be obsessed with death. I was into this existential meditation stuff to the point where I couldn't carry on a simple conversation because it seemed too trivial. But these days he sits in bed, Indian style, and jokes sarcastically about hospital food, his favourite NBA team, the Boston Celtics, and the Wheel of Fortune TV game show. Occasionally his concentration lapses mid-sentence and his eyes drift away. What was I saying? He asks. He reads Kerouac's On the Road, Campus the Rebel, AIDS articles and legal briefs. He listens to Beethoven and the Talking Heads. He said the other day he wanted to attend pre-trial depositions when county administrators testified. Quote, I think it would be effective for me to look at them while they're lying, he said. Shuttleworth is challenging the county's claims that AIDS is a communicable health risk in the workplace. His lawyers say the county has ignored prevailing research which has shown that the disease is transmitted sexually, by dirty hypodermic needles used by drug abusers, or by blood transfusions, not by casual contact. Shuttleworth's case has other implications, said attorney Larry Corman, a 27-year-old Harvard graduate representing Shuttleworth for the American Civil Liberties Union. Quote, right now, AIDS victims are perceived as deviants, Corman said. But over time, as more mainstream Americans contract it, they'll be thankful Todd sacrificed his privacy to set a precedent. Shuttleworth, whose disease was diagnosed in June 1984, had not publicly acknowledged his homosexuality until 1980. He said he repressed it as he grew up in North Palm Beach, idolising Mickey Mantle and earning straight A's at Twin Lakes High. He was a basketball nut who refused to play on the varsity team because the coach ordered him to cut his hair. Once he was suspended from school for hitting a gym instructor during a game. He received the faculty's Apple Award as the least likely teacher's pet. Quote, I was rebellious at school and sullen at home, locking myself in my room and arguing with my mother every time we passed in the hall, he said. Shuttleworth never got along with his mother, an avid bridge player, or his father, an administrator with the state's education department, or his sister, a mother of four who lives in Georgia. But his parents flew down from Tallahassee to visit last month, and he has struck up an, quote, amazingly honest, end quote, correspondence with his mother. Shuttleworth studied history at the University of Florida before he and a friend joined the army in 1975. After a two-year tour of duty in Germany, he studied philosophy at the University of Bonn. He returned to graduate school at Florida, quote, got depressed about being a closet gay, end quote, and moved to Washington, D.C., where he made his first visit to a gay bar and, quote, discovered the life I had been missing, end quote. He worked as a bicycle messenger and a Berlitz language teacher before becoming a staff assistant for U.S. Representative Jack Brooks, D. Texas, who also asked Shuttleworth to cut his hair. He complied. Shuttleworth decided he enjoyed researching and writing about national issues and, with the goal of someday working on a Senate committee, he returned to Florida to study public administration. He saw the Broward Budget Office job as a, quote, a stepping stone back to Washington, end quote. 16 months after taking the job and a month after receiving a $2,000 raise, Shuttleworth was fired. Shuttleworth packed up and, joined by his faithful mutt, Billy Jean, drove his new, unpaid-for Toyota truck to a friend's apartment in San Francisco. The truck was repossessed. He received treatment at an AIDS clinic there until the ACLU flew him back to Fort Lauderdale in May so he could speak at an AIDS forum. Shuttleworth said he was suffering excruciating headaches when doctors diagnosed meningitis. Quote, I knew something was wrong when I couldn't sink my jump shot, he said. Then, there were 3 days when I blanked out and I thought I was on a cruise ship. Although Shuttleworth has many visitors at the Fort Lauderdale Hospital, none of his former co-workers have called or sent a card. One reason may be that he doesn't want to reveal the name of the hospital. If he lives to the end of his lawsuit, Shuttleworth wants to buy a camper and travel around the country anonymously. Quote, I never have enough time, even with all this spare time, he said. At the end of the day, I tick off all the things I wanted to accomplish and didn't. Then, on the 18th of October 1986, as proceedings get underway ahead of the trial at federal court on the 8th of December, the Miami Herald ran the headline, AIDS suit probes firing by county, where they report. Although a physician told Broward County's officials there was no chance Todd Shuttleworth's co-workers could catch AIDS from him, they fired the budget analyst anyway, his lawyer said Friday. Shuttleworth, 33, who has filed a $15 million lawsuit against the county, gave testimony at the Broward Governmental Center this week. He will be cross-examined by county attorneys Monday. Shuttleworth's testimony was videotaped in case he is not healthy enough to take to the stand when the suit comes to trial in federal court December the 8th. In a tape-recorded conversation presented as evidence, Dr. Peter Babinski, a consulting physician with Broward County Public Health Unit when Shuttleworth was fired in September 1984, told Broward officials the chance was, quote, nil, end quote, that other workers could be infected with acquired immune deficiency syndrome. But Shuttleworth's attorney said the officials created a, quote, catch-22, end quote, when they asked Babinski for a guarantee, quote, naturally, he said that nothing in medical science or any field for that matter could be guaranteed, end quote, said Larry Corman, who is representing Shuttleworth for the American Civil Liberties Union. Broward County created an impossible standard and fired two men on the basis of it, Corman said. Corman said he plans to file a motion asking Judge Jose A. Gonzalez Jr. to declare AIDS a handicap next week. Corman is arguing that victims of the fatal disease should be protected from discrimination. Corman said Shuttleworth, who is receiving outpatient treatment for meningitis, is gaining weight and may become eligible for experimental drug treatment. Then, 7 days before the trial starts, the South Florida Sun Sentinel on the 1st of December 1986 ran the headline, County Employee Fired Over AIDS Offered Job Back, where, the article states, Todd Shuttleworth, fired from his job as a Broward County budget analyst because he has AIDS, has been offered his job back. But the offer will expire before Shuttleworth can return to Fort Lauderdale to answer it. The deadline for acceptance is today, but Shuttleworth is not expected to arrive until Tuesday, said Larry Kornman, an attorney representing Shuttleworth for the American Civil Liberties Union. Kornman said Shuttleworth is returning for pre-trial preparation and personal business. Kornman said the job offer shows the county is admitting it made a mistake when it fired Shuttleworth. Quote, Everybody recognises the county is acknowledging that Todd doesn't represent a health risk to the people with whom he has casual contact, he said. I will never understand why it took so long for them to recognise this and try to minimise their losses, end quote. If Shuttleworth accepts the offer, he will be given a physical examination just as any other new employee. He also would be examined by a doctor familiar with AIDS to determine if he poses a health risk. The job offer will not affect the lawsuit, which asks for $15 million in damages and is scheduled for trial in federal court December the 8th. It's a legitimate offer, but Todd is not capable of getting here within the time constraints. He will go to the personnel office when he gets here and ask if the offer still stands. Oh, and we've come on quite the journey so far with Todd Shuttleworth's story in a matter of minutes in this episode, but let's not forget that Todd was living this in real time, which was a couple of years, if not a few years, while also as well living with an AIDS diagnosis, which back then was a guaranteed death sentence. And we've heard of some of the AIDS-related complications that he's been hospitalised with. However, the claim that Todd filed didn't quite make it to trial on the 8th of December 1986, given the Fort Lauderdale News tells us why, on the 6th of December 1986, so 2 days before the trial date, where they ran the headline, brace yourselves, Shuttleworth settles for $190,000, and the article states, Todd Shuttleworth, who was fired by Broward County in 1984 for having AIDS, accepted a $190,000 out-of-court settlement Friday. That falls far short of what he hoped to gain in his $15 million discrimination suit against the county. Shuttleworth will be reinstated to his old job as a management intern as long as a doctor certifies he does not pose a health risk to co-workers and will do research about acquired immune deficiency syndrome. A physical examination is scheduled for today. If he fails the exam, Shuttleworth's trial will begin Monday morning as planned. The county refused to concede that it illegally discriminated against Shuttleworth by firing him from his job as an intern in the budget office, as Shuttleworth demanded. Instead, county officials agreed only to treat employees with AIDS under the applicable federal civil rights law in the future. Without the federal court trial or a subsequent judicial decision, Shuttleworth's nationally publicised case will not set a legal precedent, one way or another, about the treatment of AIDS victims in the workplace. Quote, A publicised court opinion could be cited in later cases, said Arthur Leonard, a New York Law School professor specialising in civil rights law as it affects homosexuals. Quote, A settlement has no legal bearing in later suits. End quote. David Kornreich, one of the county's attorneys in the case, stopped short of calling the agreement a victory for Broward. But he said, quote, To go through the trials and undoubtedly appeals, and maybe the US Supreme Court with this would have been much more expensive than the cost of the settlement, end quote. Shuttleworth will receive up to $190,000, but possibly less depending on the cost of his medical care. He had asked for a minimum of $400,000. Part of the payment will be compensation for back pay, and Shuttleworth also will have his medical benefits reinstated under the county health plan. Quote, There are a lot of other things I would have liked to see addressed, but there's just so much you can do, Shuttleworth said Friday. In effect, I won. I think the language of the settlement was in itself a major victory. Benjamin Schatz, director of National Gay Rights Advocates in San Francisco, said, quote, $190,000 later, plus God knows how much in attorney's fees, the county has done what it should have done in the first place. That's a victory, end quote. I don't think it's a victory for anyone, said County Commission Chairman Howard Foreman. I think what we all got was a learning experience, end quote. Oh, what dumbass. But Nikki Grossman, the county commissioner, who has been the most outspoken about the case, criticised Shuttleworth and said, once he was more interested in the cause than in just getting his job back, the problems really began, end quote. Shuttleworth's new job assignment will be in the Medical Examiner's building, 5 miles from his former co-workers in the Broward Governmental Centre, but he said, quote, if they try to put me out there in a little cubbyhole to hide, I won't. Although I'm sure it's going to be kind of strange working for the county. Cornike said, quote, Mr. Shuttleworth will be able to use his budget-related skills and, quite frankly, his personal experience. He is going back to work on a cause he has been championing and in a way that he can achieve something, end quote. Schatz, that's the director of the National Gay Rights Advocates in San Francisco, said, quote, Todd fought a tremendous battle and stood up for his rights. At some point, it is understandable that he should wish to settle. A positive judicial opinion would have established a precedent, but we'll get that anyway, eventually. Shuttleworth said Friday, quote, it's been a rough day in a lot of ways. My major concern was that I might be copping out on the thing. I don't think I am. If they think they can discriminate based on fear and ignorance, they're out of luck, end quote. I mean, $15 million would have been nice, but I don't think he's copping out, you know. At the end of the day, he sounds like a reasonable guy. He was being reasonable from the start by sharing this information with his dentist and his insurance company that landed him in all this bull crap. You know, there's no cop-out. He's got a job back and he's got compensation in the form of payment. It's just fucking annoying that you have to go with nothing for such a long period of time and to fight for it. And then eventually at the end it comes and to a degree sometimes you wonder what good is it now, you know? Anyhow, the following year, on the 31st of May 1987, the Fort Lauderdale News ran the headline, Shuttleworth's case solidifies ill workers' rights, where the article also gives us an update on Todd's health and outlook, where it states, doctors say Todd Shuttleworth has less than a year to live, but the cause he symbolised is likely to survive him. It has been 5 years since Shuttleworth was diagnosed as having AIDS and 6 months since the settlement of his landmark lawsuit against Broward County officials, who fired him out of fear that co-workers would catch the fatal disease. Shuttleworth is receiving medical treatment in San Francisco. Although he was reinstated in a county job as part of his settlement, he worked off and on for only 7 weeks. Broward officials said Shuttleworth is on leave without pay. Then came the sad news, where the Fort Lauderdale News on the 21st of August 1987 ran the headline, AIDS victim who sued over firing is dead. Todd Shuttleworth, who was fired by Broward County officials in 1984 for having AIDS, has died of complications from the disease in San Francisco. He was 34. Shuttleworth's case brought national attention to the issue of job discrimination against people who have AIDS. After years of being in the public spotlight, Shuttleworth had asked that his death not be publicised, friends in Florida and San Francisco said. He died on July the 25th at San Francisco General Hospital, a spokesman for the San Francisco Department of Health said. Quote, it is possible that towards the end he didn't have the strength to face it either publicly or privately, said Alan Turl, former chairman of the Broward chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Quote, the last few years of his life were such a media circus, and I can understand him wanting that part of his life to be over and to die in peace. End quote. Turl became a close friend of Shuttleworth and is now a member of a National American Civil Liberties Union Task Force on AIDS. Quote, he was a courageous man and an eloquent spokesman who stood up against clear-cut and absolutely unjustifiable discrimination, said Turl, who led the American Civil Liberties Union at the time the organisation represented Shuttleworth. Quote, he was one of the first who was willing to fight to establish the legal precedent that people with AIDS cannot be discriminated against, said Jeff Levi, president of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force in Washington, D.C. Shuttleworth's public prominence began in 1984 when he was fired from his job as a county budget analyst for having AIDS. Although they were advised by experts that AIDS could not be spread by casual contact, officials said they feared he might infect co-workers. With the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, Shuttleworth filed a $15 million federal civil rights lawsuit against the county. It was the first case filed to determine whether the jobs of AIDS victims are protected by laws against discrimination. Quote, Todd did an enormous amount by being willing to come forward at a difficult time, said Benjamin Schatz, director of the AIDS Civil Rights Project of National Gay Rights Advocates in San Francisco. Quote, He did an enormous amount for people with AIDS around the country. He was a hero. End quote. Though Shuttleworth's case was settled out of court on December 8, 1986, it was hailed by gay rights advocates and others because the agreement was considered a deterrent to employers who might consider firing people with AIDS. Under the terms of the settlement, Shuttleworth received $190,000 in back pay and medical benefits and was reinstated as a county employee. He was assigned to study AIDS in the medical examiner's office. Quote, He got everything he could have won had he gone to trial, Terl said. His legacy is twofold. First, he set a precedent that AIDS-infected people have a right to keep their jobs. Secondly, hopefully, the public became educated about AIDS and how non-contagious it is in an employment setting, Terl said. The case, quote, put on notice employers everywhere that they can't indiscriminately fire people who have AIDS, Levi said. Oh, Todd, what a guy. And in the days that followed, almost every newspaper across the United States of America reported Todd's death, given his story had become one of national interest. On the following day, on the 22nd of August 1987, the Miami Herald gave the following additional insight. Mr. Shuttleworth sacrificed his privacy to speak out on behalf of AIDS victims, but he often said he wanted to die in peace. He cut off contact with many friends and asked officials at San Francisco General Hospital to keep his death private. He died July the 25th. My efforts to reach him were fruitless, said Larry Corman, Mr. Shuttleworth's American Civil Liberties Union attorney. But I knew, after Todd was in the spotlight for so long, he just wanted to be left alone for the last couple of months of his life. He constantly beat the odds when doctors said he'd never survive. I was really starting to believe he'd make it until they found a cure, Corman said. Oh, Todd, I mean, what a guy. Even as I said earlier, you know, 41 years between his case and my current employment tribunal for HIV discrimination in the workplace is such an inspiration. The legacy of Todd Shuttleworth has been revered through the 1990s and noughties as a powerful example of an individual who stood firm against the systemic ignorance of his employers, refusing to be sidelined due to their misconceptions. This ignorance, often characterized as AIDS-induced panic syndrome, or as we discussed in the last episode, AIPS, was not confined to those living with AIDS. It extended into the broader prejudices against the gay community. The virus, frequently labeled by the press as the gay plague, led employers to unjustly dismiss individuals under the unfounded belief that being gay equated to an automatic risk of AIDS transmission. This discriminatory mindset is starkly illustrated in subsequent cases across the UK, revealing a troubling trend of exclusion rooted in fear rather than fact. Todd's defiance against such prejudice not only highlighted the urgent need for awareness and education, but also paved the way for future advocacy in the fight against HIV/AIDS discrimination. Todd Shuttleworth, we salute you. You can check out and read all the newspaper articles mentioned in this episode, along with extra snippets of information, on the Extra Tea blog. You can find the link in the show notes. If you've enjoyed this episode, then don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Until the next episode, you can find me on Instagram at The Lost Boys of Soho.